The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Parashas Tetzaveh. The Torah, in the end of this week's parasha, tells us the mitzvah of building a Mizbeach HaPenimi, the Mizbeach HaZov, the Mizbeach that was in the Kodesh, on which we brought the Ketores daily when the Beis HaMikdosh and Mishkan were standing, and also on which the Chatois HaPenimiyos had some blood of them spritz, had put onto this Mizbeach. We tend to think that the halachas of the Mizbeach HaPenimi, the halachas of the Mizbeach, are hilchas l'meshicha. We daven that we should be zoicha again to have a Beis HaMikdosh b'mheira v'yomenu. But until then, it's just a chelik of Torah that we could learn, and the halachas of it is hilchas l'meshicha, halachas which only pertain for when Mashiach is going to come. However, I would like to show in this shir a halacha which the Paiskim discuss and bring in the halachas of the Mizbeach HaPenimi. And with this I would like to begin. There's a Rambam in Hilchas Tfila Nisiyas Kapayim Perikud Aleph Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says that the place to put the bima in a shul is in the middle of the shul. Says the Rambam, why? Why should you put the bima in the middle of the shul? In order that when the Baal Kaira leans from the Torah, or if a darshan says a drasha, everybody should be able to hear him. The bima is in the center, so he's close. It's the best place to be closest to as many people as possible. And therefore, we should go ahead and put the bima in the center. Says the Kesef Mishnah. The Rambam told us the bima is supposed to be in the middle. In fact, the Kesef Mishnah, there's many shuls where the bima is not in the middle. They put the bima at the end, at the side. So how could they do such a thing and not do like the Rambam? As I fact the Kesef Mishnah. So answers the Kesef Mishnah. Since the Rambam said that the reason why you put the bima in the middle is so that everybody should be able to hear. So, if the shul is in a way that everybody could hear, even if it's not in the middle, it's okay. The Rambam was talking about when the shuls were very big. And if you're going to put the bima in any place other than the middle, so then not everybody will be able to hear. But in our shul, says the Kesef Mishnah, are unfortunately small. And therefore, no matter where the bima is, everybody could hear. And being that it's so therefore you could put the bima wherever it looks nicer. If it's nicer to put the bima in a different place, you could put the bima in a different place. So says the Kesef Mishnah. So it comes out what we had so far. The Kesef Mishnah says that as long as everybody could hear, you could put the bima wherever you want. Comes the Chassam Sofer in a tshuva. And the Chassam Sofer argues on the Kesef Mishnah. Says the Chassam Sofer like this. Says the Chassam Sofer, even though the Kesef Mishnah said a nice limud tzchus on the shuls that have their bima off-center, nevertheless, says the Kesef Mishnah, it's wrong. It's wrong. There's a whole nother reason why we have to put the bima in the center, and we cannot put the bima in any place other than the center. Even if it's a small shul. Why? Why, says the Chassam Sofer. Says the Chassam Sofer, there's another reason why the bima has to be in the middle. There's a svara that the bima has to be in the middle because the bima takes the place of the Mizbeach. The bima is symbolic of the Mizbeach. We have a shul nowadays, which is a mikdash ma'at. These are our mikaymes hakodesh, and our bima takes the place of the mizbeach. And just like the mizbeach had to be in the middle, so too the bima has to be in the middle. Why is the bima like the mizbeach? The bima is like the mizbeach, says the Chassam Sofer, because we read on the bima, this says the Torah. We read from the Torah the parashis of Karbanis. We read the parashis of Karbanis to be as if we brought the Karbanis. So therefore the bima is the place where we are, so to say, sacrificing the Karbanis. Like the Mizbeach is the place to sacrifice Karbanis. Additionally, says the Chassam Sofer, the Mizbeach was a place where they surrounded, went around it with the Lulavim or Aravis. And that's what we do nowadays. We go ahead and we're makif the bima with our beminim and sukkis. We're makif the bima because the bima takes the place of the mizbeach. So you see from these two reasons, these two areas, that the bima is like the mizbeach. And we know, says the Chassam Sofer, that the mizbeach apenimi, the mizbeach that was inside the heichal, had to be in the center, had to be in the middle. So just like the mizbeach apenimi had to be in the middle, so too our bima has to be in the middle. And then the Chassam Sofer says, we shouldn't change, being that this is the tzura of how a shul is supposed to be built. So we should not get up and change our mikdash ma'at, we should not change it at all. He says his line, he says his yisoid that he was very strong about chodesh asim in atayra. You can never change things, you're not allowed to bring in new ideas. And the Chassam Sofer goes very strong to say that no matter what the shape or size of your shul is, you have to put the bima in the middle. And the truth is that there's a similar tshuva from the Netziv in his Shaydis Tshuva Sefer Meishav Dover Echayim Nisimit HaZvav that says something very, very similar to the Chassam Sofer, that we have to put the bima in the middle, being that the bima is like the Mizbeach. And so, based on this Chassam Sofer, it would seem that no matter what the size or shape of the shul is, one has to put the bima in the center. Comes your Moshe and Igros Moshe. And the Moshe says, I don't understand. The Moshe speaks about this in three tshuvas in Igros Moshe, at least. This is in Igros Moshe, Ayurachayim Chelik Aleph, Simin Mem Aleph, Simin Mem Beis, Ayurachayim Chelik Beis, Simin Mem Beis. And he was asked numerous times about the bima that's off-center. And in one of the tshuvas he was asked, that somebody asked him, that he heard you can't even daven in a shul where the bima's off-center. Or could you build it in a way that the bima's off-center? So comes the Chassam Sofer, and the Chassam Sofer says, Igros Moshe, and Igros Moshe says, I don't understand what's going on in the Chassam Sofer. Dear Moshe, what in the world is the Chassam Sofer saying that the bima is like the Mizbeach HaTanimi? The Chassam Sofer gave two reasons why the bima is like a Mizbeach. One, that we go ahead and we read the Torah on the bima, and we read the Parashiyas HaKarbanis, so it's as if we sacrifice the Karbanis on the bima. That's what the bima would be symbolic of. Now that, if anything, is symbolic of the Mizbeach HaChitzoi, not the Mizbeach HaPenimi. That would be the Mizbeach that was in the Chotzer, that was in the Azara, not the Mizbeach that was in the Kodesh, not the Mizbeach that was in the Beis HaMikdosh, that was in the Azara. And the other reason also, the Chassam Sofer said, the bima takes the place of the Mizbeach because we go around it by Aishanis and Tzokis, with our Lulav and Esri. just like in the Beis HaMikdash, they went around the Mizbeach. Which Mizbeach did they go around in the Beis HaMikdash? They went around the Mizbeach HaChitzoi, not the Mizbeach HaPenimi. So why is the Chasam Sofer comparing the Bima to the Mizbeach HaPenimi? So first the Ramosha and the Chasam Sofer, L'chaira, what the Chasam Sofer says is Tamua. Says Rav Moshe, maybe I could be miyashiv the Chasam Sofer by saying that the Chasam Sofer holds that Shem Mizbeach Echadu. The name of the Mizbeach is all one. Being that they're both called Mizbeach, they're both a concept of Mizbeach, and both of them, there was blood that was spritzed. So they both have this halacha. They both connect each other, they're both associated, and even though our Bima takes the place of the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, but we have to go ahead and give it the halachas of the Mizbeach HaPenimi, being that it's a concept of Mizbeach, and Mizbeach belongs in the center. So, entertains Rav Moshe to perhaps be Miyashiv the Chasam Sofer. However, says Rav Moshe, l'maisa, it's a very shver thing, tzorech iyun. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, the main reason of having the Bima in the center is really like what the Rambam said and the Kesef Mishnah explained, that the main idea is that you have to have a Bima in a place where everybody's going to be able to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is a chiyuv, to hear everybody to hear, and therefore the primary reason to have the Bima in the center is that everybody should be able to hear. And if everybody will be able to hear, then the Ikir Adin are okay. However, since the Ma'is of the Chasam Sofer says you should go ahead and have it in the center, even though we don't understand what his reason is. So the Chatchila, we should certainly put it in the center, even if you were able to go ahead and hear. Now, Rav Moshe also adopts one of the reasons of the Chasam Sofer. And he says that you also have to make sure, the Chasam Sofer says, that the Bima is something that we're makif. When we take the Lulav and Esrik, and for Hashanah and Sukkot, we go around the Bima, so you have to have enough space to go around the Bima. So of course you also have to make sure that your Bima is in a place where you're going to be able to have enough space to be able to go around the Bima with your Elulav and Esrig. But if you satisfy that issue and everybody will be able to hear, then Mi'ikir Adin, you could go ahead and put the Mizbeach, you could put the Bima. Mi'ikir Adin, the Bima could be put elsewhere. The Chatchila should be put as center as possible. However, that for sure there's no problem of davening in such a shul where it's off center. And also, says Rav Moshe, since the Chasam Sofer is only a svara, so we could go ahead and satisfy the Chasam Sofer's svara by that, then we go ahead and have it basically in the center. It doesn't have to be exactly centered. Says the Rav Moshe, "In the hachmei sheyia mitzumtzum beemtza, v'sagi sheyia lechalapachas moshruch mimakim gavoya shenaslar and kodesh." Doesn't have to be mamish in the center, since the whole part of the Chasam Sofer is only a svar. It's another aura really Rav Moshe has on the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer really is sort of without a mekar. He's saying something new. The Chasam Sofer is giving a new reason without a mekar, a svar. It's not a svar, and the svar is not so muchrach. So, l'chatchila, avada, we should go ahead and do what the Chasam Sofer says. We should do our best to go ahead and put it in the middle. But, if there's other considerations, then as long as we fulfill the two biggest things, is that people will be able to hear Kriyas HaTorah, and people will be able to go ahead and be makif with a lulav and esrig, so then, and perhaps it's also a kiyum, if it's a little centered, then it's already considered a little centered. Once you fulfill those things, it's already a little centered. So then perhaps you're also fulfilling the real reasons of the Chasam Sofer. And the Meila, says Rav Moshe, perhaps that's enough. And so here we see how the halacha of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Mizbeach HaChitzoy, despite the fact that it seems to be something that's only Hilchas HaLemeshicha, the Paiskim went ahead and learned from there the halacha, the ma'isa, of where to put the bima. So the truth is, there are others that want to say other terutzim to the Chassam Sofer Shita. There's others that ask these questions. But it would seem that, at least in America, the halacha would follow like the Igros Moshe. And therefore, says in Moshe that we're allowed to go ahead and build the bima in a different place. We have to be careful not to change the way we have minhagim. And Moshe says, Mistama, if it's true that there was such a takana not to daven in a shul where the bima was off the center, then why is it they had such a takana? Mistama, the whole takana was because they were fighting against reform. The reform movement was trying to change things and change where the bima is put up, the whole way the shul was set up. They were chas v'shalom breaking Yiddishkeit. So with that, the Chassam Sofer was fighting the reform, and perhaps in his days in the Hungary, they made takanis of not davening in a shul, not even davening in a shul, where it's off-center. However, says Rav Moshe, that's only a Yoh HaShoah. Since they were busy finding the reform, that was part of the reform movement, so there was a psak in those days, but in today's days, l'chayra, you can't answer somebody to daven in a shul where the bima is off the center. However, even after all that, comes the Moshe, and Moshe says, l'maisa, if there are two shuls in one city, and one of them, the bima, is in the center, and one of them, the bima, is on the side, avad l'chatchila, one should go ahead and daven in the shul where the bima is in the center. Because that's the more proper place, that's the more proper shul. So, Moshe again and again is saying that this halacha of the Chassam Sofer does not seem to be mikir adin. It's a svara. The ma'is of the chatchile one should go like that, but a person, we don't have to go ahead, we can't say it's an iser gomer, and certainly we can't say a person can't have it at all in such a shul, but it is the proper thing to have the bima in the center, and even to daven in a shul where the bima is in the center.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.